All right, how we doing today? All right, wonderful. You know, I thought it was a pretty good work day yesterday. We got a little bit accomplished. The guys had good attitudes. They worked hard. You know, offensively, they did some nice things. Defensively, you know, we could be better. And so we're going to work on that today to try to get better at some things there. But it was a good day, and the attitude continues to be good. And hopefully we can get better today because it's another good work day today. And so we're going to do that. you know, the injured guys, Gray, you know, with that hamstring is going to be a little tight for him. Flowers, excuse me. Flowers is still working to try to improve. We're doing everything we can to evaluate him, look at him, and help him try to get back on the field. And he's working, doing everything we ask of him to try to get back, but he's just not back yet. So when it gets better, we'll put him back out there, but it's not where it needs to be with him. Travis Daniels, you know, he made a little progress yesterday. He was out there and went through individuals, and we'll see what he can do today. As far as that goes, Bannon has made it through two practices, so we feel good about him and having him back on the field. Hemingway had some activity, some movement things yesterday, and we might give him a little bit more today. And you know, because I think he wants to try to get back out there and wants to get in pads so that he can begin to participate. You know, so. You know, those things are going along, and we're working with them, trying to get them right. And then, you know, some guys have some bumps and bruises, but that's part of training camp, and that occurs. And they get cold tubs and ice packs and all of those things to get themselves well. But that's where we are. And so we're excited about the game coming up this weekend and playing another team and seeing where we are as far as this team goes. So with that, open it up.
Said to ask today how you're going to rotate the two, three quarterbacks. You have an answer.
Did I say that? No, okay, Stansy is going to be the guy who will go in first after Castle. And so he's going to be the one. And, you know, we talked about evaluating quarterbacks. And so give him a chance to be the second guy in and see what he can do.
Evaluate them from what you saw in the game. You kind of give us a nutshell on these guys.
Well, they're both working hard. They both understand the offense. They both have command in the huddle, and it's still close. And, you know, so I can't make a decision yet. And so one guy's had game experience with the second unit, and so now we're going to give the next guy game experience with the second unit and see what he can do, and then that will help the evaluation.
But you'll get Quinn in the game, too, at some point.
If we can, yes.
Don't you win?
Who knows how the game goes? I mean, I said that I would get him in the game if I could. All right? And so if the game develops, I mean, you know, like if Castle has five or six 12-play drives, then those other guys may not get as many, you know? So it just depends on how the game goes.
Like to get Matt a little more than he had in the first unit. Would you like him to play a whole quarter?
No, I'm telling the first unit the same thing I told them last week. Okay. Be ready to play, and then they'll play until I take them out. So that's what I tell them.
Coach, the return game is something I know that you put some emphasis on this camp. Are you happy with the progress that you've seen so far?
Well, I think the guys are working at it, you know, and we were able to get a return last week. But I think that you have to get the returns in the game to know what you have, you know, because in practice, all the guys, they know the right assignments and they kind of go to the right spots. But when you do it in the game, when that adrenaline is flowing and you're doing it against a different opponent, you know, it doesn't always work out the way it does in practice. I like our ability in the return game. You know, now the thing that we have to do is we have to get into the game, we have to execute, and then take advantage of that ability.
Where would you like your, say, the kickoff return? What would you say would be a good kickoff return?
A good kickoff return average? My ideal?
You ain't going to get there.
Well, you know what? I think if we can get the ball between the 30 and the 40-yard line on a consistent basis, that would be pretty good.
I mean, what were your thoughts on your pass rush the other night?
It was okay. I mean, we had some sacks, but, you know, some of it was against some of the down-the-line guys. I thought we had decent pressure on the pocket. And if you can get pressure on the pocket, sometimes it doesn't always end up in sacks, but sometimes you can disrupt the timing of the quarterback. You can get him off the spot. You can make him make a throw that he really is not ideal for him. You know, he has to throw around a hand or something like that. So if you can get pressure on the pocket, I think that will be helpful to our pass rush.
What do you expect?
Well, I expect for him to be better as a pass rusher because he's had an off-season program. He's been in the system now. I think he's more comfortable. He spent more time working on his pass rush technique. So I expect that to pay off on the field.
On Flowers' injury, when he first injured the heel, I don't know, were expectations that it would take this long to get healthy?
You never know on any injury what it takes, and everybody heals differently. You know, so all we can do, all I can do, is talk to my trainer who consults with the doctors and then try to find out what they know, what they think, and then they let me know, you know. And it's always when he's ready. I mean, because I don't know his body. He knows his body better than I do. He knows whether he's hurt or not or what he's capable of. So every injury is different. I mean, you know. Hey, I want all injuries to get back as quickly as possible. And so there's no way for me to know how long an injury might take.
Obviously, the step down from Flowers to the second team, or the second team guy will be starting in front of him. Does that change the way you then scheme in the secondary then when you don't have almost an elite cornerback like Brandon Flowers out there? I mean, do you have to shade guys over to help out, or do you just trust the ability that the next guy that knows what he's supposed to do?
At this time of the year, you know, we're in the evaluation process, and I need to find out whether that guy behind him can do what I need done, you know, so I'm not changing what I'm teaching or how we're going to play because Flowers is not there.
Coach, the players have talked a lot about depth in this camp. You know, it's the most weapons they've had on offense, or, you know, there's great competition at the linebacker spot. Can you just evaluate the overall depth of this roster, maybe compared to this time last year? And are there any places where you would like to see more competition?
Well, I think we have good competition basically at every position, you know, across the board. And I think that's one of the things that has made practice good because everybody knows that they have to compete, you know, to try to win a spot. And so as long as we can keep that going, that will be helpful to the team because competition makes everybody better. And you have to stay on top of your game, you know, when you know you got somebody behind you who's capable of stepping in and getting the job done. Well, it's a reality, but I don't know that it's a problem because I've been on the other side where you don't have enough competition, and, you know, I'd much rather have the problem here than some of the other problems I've had.
Can you remember any time, as you were coach, a guy that he got cut anyway and went on to have a great career?
Have a great career?
Or a good career.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I think that kind of happens all the time, and I talk to the team about the reality, you know, of the fact that we have 89 guys in that room and we're going to cut down to 53. So everybody can't make it, you know. And so I talked to those guys about putting their best foot forward. And if they're not able to make it here, that doesn't mean that they're not a good football player because some will go on to be good players for other teams, you know. And we've all seen guys go on and play well for other teams. I mean, and I've had them on my team, you know, but I don't know that I've had pro bowlers who, you know, you jump on the table for and then, boom, you let him go and he turns out to be a pro bowler, something like that.
How big a year is this for Tyson Jackson? I mean, it's year four now. Can you talk about his development, the expectations just unrealistic for him? Or
Well, Tyson Jackson, he's a good football player for our team, and that's the most important thing. I think he's grown since I've been here. He understands the system. He understands how to play the game. I've seen improvement in his technique and his overall ability. I think that he'll have a good year this year. Now, him having a good year for me might not be a good year for some other people, you know, but if he can help this team win, just like I said yesterday about Poe, if they can help this team win, then everybody's going to be happy.
Define a good year. Was last year a good year? What's a good year for him? What makes you say he's had a good game?
Because he does what I ask him to do on a consistent and regular basis, and that's a good year.
Is training camp winding down? Has there been one or two guys that surprised you when you thought you had and what you have now? Is training camp still winding down?
Well, Dexter has done a nice job in the roles that we put him in and asked him to do some things, and he's been not an overall surprise, but he's been good at what we've asked him to do. And there was some question about asking him to do too much, where we're going to play him, and all of those kind of things. And he's handled it very nicely.
So focusing in on the one job, the wide receiver, you think that's helping out quite a bit?
I think it will help us out quite a bit.
All right. Oh, we're good? All right, we're good. Thanks.
Sheffield, still out?
Yep.
And Ethan, did you send him home? Or
nope.
Is he in the dorm?
He's in the dorm.